Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today we're going to be reading part two of the series written by Jarrett called By Candlelight They Suffer. Huge shout out to my patrons for making this episode possible, and a thank you to Jarrett for sending in the story. Let's continue on with this series. Drake Billings put down the dumbbell and shot Maddie another text, wondering when in the world she'd respond. It wasn't like her to ignore him like this. It had been an entire day since he'd heard from her. Sure, he'd seen her around the halls, but she had acted like he didn't exist. Had he done something wrong? He shrugged as he turned up the Travis Scott in his AirPods and got back to lifting. First period was the best time of the day for weightlifting class, because it left him feeling so energized and alert. Working out this early, and he'd never need caffeine. He shook his head at all the looser guys in this school with their cans of Monster and Red Bulls, or worse, Starbucks, as they strolled from class to class looking like fried zombies. Drake wouldn't be caught with any of that. Not that anyone would care. After all, being the school's star quarterback gave you a lot of leeway in what you could get away with. But because he didn't need any of that garbage to perform at his best. As he lifted, he heard his music dim in his AirPods. He'd gotten a text. Quickly, he picked up his phone and read the notification. GF. Yes! Yet his excitement was short-lived. All she'd sent was a broken heart emoji. What was that all about? He opened it and texted back. What's wrong, babe? The delivered notification under the bubble changed to red. After waiting a minute for her to text back and getting nothing, he shrugged, shaking his head and telling himself that girls are crazy sometimes. He finished his set. Jade fiddled with the flappy end piece of her studded belt as she saw Brooke approach. Never before had she made a friend so quickly. Had it really been only a few hours since they'd first spoken? Crazy. Brooke felt like a lifelong companion already. Jade was curious what she'd found out, if anything. Not much, probably, but it was worth a try. A laugh burst free from Brooke as she sat down with her lunch tray. Okay, so kind of crazy. Oh yeah? Jade propped both elbows up on the table and cradled her chin in her hands. Yeah, like insane. Jade felt herself buzz from anticipation. Don't keep me in suspense. You're not going to believe this, but Jordan, yes, the Jordan Halstead, invited me to her place after school tomorrow to work on a project. Jade felt her jaw drop. Get the F out. Jordan invited you to her place? Brooke almost squealed. Yes, and the best part? I get to, like, rummage through all her stuff. Why's that? Jade asked. Brooke gave a quick explanation of the social studies project for Miss Delaney's class. Jade grinned. That's insane. Like, this is a crazy opportunity to get back at her. Brooke frowned. Oh, I don't... What do you mean? Jade clasped her hands together, her sleeve zippers fluttering. Well, I just thought that you'd want to get some revenge for what happened earlier today. Brooke gave a dismissive shrug. No, I'm over it. Jade felt a twang of disappointment ripple inside her stomach. Dang. She really wanted to get back at that clique of girls. So, you're over it. Just like that? Jade snapped her fingers. Brooke nodded. Sure. Thanks to you. Jade felt her irritation simmer. Thanks to me? Brooke flashed her a duh, are you kidding me look. You're the one who told me not to let them have power over me. Oh, right. She had said that. Still, this Brooke girl was lying. Not knowingly, of course, but she wouldn't feel this way forever. These girls were meaner than she could possibly imagine, and as such deserved no mercy. Jade decided on a different tact. Say, are you busy tonight? Brooke shook her head. No, not really. I only live with my dad, and he won't be home until late. I work at the grocery store, but that's only on weekends when my dad can drive me during his commute. Cool. Want to hang out at my place after school? I would, but I have to take the bus home. You don't have a car? You're a senior. Brooke looked away. My dad, he works really hard. He just doesn't have the money for one. No worries. I have one. A beat-up junker Honda, but it runs. But tell you what, I can drive you to my place and then drive you home to yours. That's nice, Jade, but what? What else do you have to do? I have to study. That's a load of BS. Come on. When's the last time someone invited you to hang out? Brooke seemed to consider this, then looked up smiling. Okay, sure. I just have to let my dad know. As she pulled out her phone to do just that, Jade leaned back, wondering if what she had to show her would end their friendship before it even got started. Would Brooke think she's insane? Would she walk out and never speak to her again? She hoped not. Chloe Collins stood in front of the mirror in the girls' bathroom beside Maddie Pemberton, liberally reapplying her lip gloss after lunch had smudged it in places. Maddie heaved a litany of curses under her breath as she stared at her phone and typed, then deleted, then retyped a text message. Chloe glanced over. What are you going to say to him? I don't know, Maddie muttered. What do you want to say to him? Chloe asked, smacking her lips. Still not enough shine. More layers. I want to kill him. Then say that. Maddie shot her a look. Are you retarded or just joking? Chloe shrugged. I say just live your truth. He can deal with it or he won't. I don't think you should stay in a relationship with a guy that does that to someone he loves, but that's up to you. Maddie went back to her phone, and Chloe glanced down at her outfit, a nice subdued yellow sweater and skirt combo, and asked, Say, do you think these heels pair well with my sweater? I think the shades of yellow are too different and... Maddie screamed, Shut up! Shut up, you bitch! I need to be alone! Chloe reeled back in shock. Maddie, calm down. I didn't say anything. What's your problem? You know what my problem is. Chloe held up a hand. Maddie, just don't tell me to calm down. Drake broke my heart. He ripped it out of my chest. She yanked at the buttons to her pink sweater, causing them to pop off one by one and scatter on the floor. Maddie began to cry, deep, retching, ugly sobs. After a couple of minutes, she composed herself. She wiped out her tears and dried her face before saying, Make me look nice again. Without another word, Chloe scrambled into her makeup bag and got to work. Wow, this place is so cool, Brooke said as she stepped into Jade Kaplan's apartment. Well, her parents' apartment, but somehow it felt cooler to claim a house as your own to your friends. Thanks, Jade said, hanging up her leather jacket on one of the hooks by the door. Brooke threw her backpack up on the one next to it and made her way into the living room. A pretty standard layout, Brooke thought, as she stared at the wall-mounted TV and cloth sofa. Where are your parents? Brooke asked. Out of town. They'll be back later this week, Jade said as she made her way into the kitchen. Brooke glanced on the counter and spotted a medical bill. Her eyes fairly popped when she saw the multi-$1,000 figure. The name Sage appeared on the top, and Brooke wondered who that was as Jade threw together snack bowls of crackers and Skittles and grabbed some Sprites. Jade hadn't noticed Brooke staring at the bill. Good. The last thing Brooke wanted was to be told to mind her business or asked to leave. Trying to push the thoughts away, Brooke followed as Jade led them to her room. Welcome to my evil lair, she said as she put the snacks and drinks on the dresser. Brooke took the room in, mesmerized. Posters of heavy metal and punk bands littered the walls, all hung up with thumbtacks. A messy unmade bed with sheets that smelled like sweat, a small desk in the left-hand corner, and, intriguingly, a wide row of colored, jarred candles. Each jar had a sticky note taped onto the jar, each with a letter written in black Sharpie. Sorry, Jade said as she clawed at her belt and yanked it out of her jeans before chucking it on the bed. I wasn't expecting company, so it's a bit of a mess. Brooke must have been staring at Jade's waist because Jade asked, What? Oh, nothing. I was just surprised you took off your belt. Brooke felt her cheeks flush, like they had earlier in the day. Jade took a step closer. Why? You want to try it on? Is that it? Look like a little rebel? Brooke stared at it all splayed out on the bed. No thanks. It's not really my style. Jade laughed. According to Jordan Halstead, you have no style. Hey now, you're the one who said my jeans are outdated. Touché. Brooke glanced back over to the candles as she popped a Skittle into her mouth. So, what are those about? Oh, my homemade candle collection, Jade walked over and picked one up. Aren't they so pretty? Yeah, what do they smell like? Oh, all kinds of things. This one is lavender. She tilted it to show the purple wax within. Brooke walked up to it and took a whiff. You made these yourself? Sure did. Aren't they sick? Yeah, they are, but what's with all the labels? I thought it was for scents, but he doesn't match any smell I can think of. You're a dumbass. Hey, that's rude, Brooke said as she defensively crossed her arms. Jade laughed. Eucalyptus? Hello? Brooke tilted her head in confusion. What? I don't. The scent. Eucalyptus. Okay, yeah, I totally knew that. Brooke bit her lip to stifle an embarrassed chuckle. Jade laughed again. But no, they're not scent labels. I tend to label candles that remind me of a certain kind of emotion, Jade said, placing it back down in its spot near the others. That's interesting. So, like, what does the E stand for? Embarrassment? Brooke blinked. That's odd. I don't see why. Embarrassment is a powerful emotion, don't you think? Yeah, I guess so. But what, you just light these candles whenever you want to paint or something? Jade laughed. Oh, I don't paint. I do something way cooler. You want to see? Sure. Brooke was intrigued. Jade gestured to sit on her unmade bed and flicked out the lights, letting the late afternoon sun barely peek through the drawn window blind. Brooke sat and the box spring let out an agonized creak as Jade returned with the candle and sat down next to Brooke. Who was it that made you feel the worst in the bathroom today? She asked. Brooke contemplated for a moment, then said, Chloe Collins. She slid a dollar bill under the stall and then Maddie told me to buy a new outfit. Really? So not Maddie, then? Jade asked, sounding surprised. No, Chloe insulted me in the hall before the bathroom, too. All right. Fair enough. And let me ask, how did that make you feel? Jade asked. Brooke began to speak, but Jade interrupted. First, I want you to close your eyes and really think. Play it back in your mind. Brooke obeyed. She laid back on the messy, rumpled sheets and caught a glimpse of the dark ceiling before closing her eyes and placing herself back in that stall. I feel upset. I wish that I am somewhere else. What else do you feel? Jade asked. I feel alone, lonely, helpless, and afraid. How do you feel after Chloe insults your outfit? I'm angry and embarrassed. Suddenly a wave crashed through Brooke. She opened her eyes and shot up to see Jade holding a yearbook picture of Chloe Collins. What are you doing? She asked. Jade smiled devilishly. First, we must place an item into the candle that either belongs to the person or bears their image. What does that even do? Brooke asked. Jade's smile softened, then morphed into a laugh. Makes me feel better. Okay, then what? We place the item into the candle and then we light it? She dug into her pocket and retrieved a Bic lighter. She flicked it on. The lone flame glowed delicately in the dark. Would you like to do the honors? Jade asked, holding out the lighter to her. She took it. Jade dropped the yearbook photo into the candle jar and handed it to Brooke. She touched the flame to the wick, but Jade shook her head. Burn the photo, she said. Brooke looked down but hesitated. Well? Jade pressed. What are you waiting for? With an unsteady hand, Brooke lowered the flame until it licked that corner of the photo. Then something strange happened. Jade began muttering underneath her breath. The words clumped together in a low murmur, sharp in some places, almost sing-song in others. Brooke couldn't tell if it was another language or complete gibberish. As quickly as it began, it was done. Jade opened her eyes, blew out the flame, got up and turned on the lights. She took in a sharp inhale. Doesn't that smell nice? What just happened? Brooke asked. You moved past a negative emotion and gave that emotion a physical representation. When the physical burns, the mental fades. Brooke stared down at the ashes of the photo, littering the melting purple wax. Did we just do something bad? Bad? Jade laughed. Hardly. We just balance the freaking universe. Brooke laughed uneasily. Why didn't she believe that? Drake dropped back and threw the football as far as he could. All that weight training earlier in the day had turned his arm muscles to jelly. Only 30 yards downfield. He tore off his helmet in frustration and jogged to his coach. I'm calling it a night. My arm is shot, he said, looking up at the swirling purple clouds above. A bright streak of orange sliced the sky in two. After a bit of arguing, after all, they had a game Friday night and needed to be ready, the coach reluctantly sent Drake back to the locker room to shower. Like, what was he going to do? Kick him off the team? Yeah, right. His father would give the coach an earful if that thought ever crossed his mind. Drake showered and made it quick, eager to get the sweat and grass stains off. After putting on a comfy shirt, shorts, and sandals, he grabbed his gear and headed for the parking lot. By the time he pushed through the doors and saw a silhouette of someone leaning against a brick wall, it was completely dark. He walked past, oblivious, when he felt a tap on his shoulder. He turned and silenced his music. Jordan? He asked. What are you still doing here? She patted her own gym bag. Soccer practice? Oh, I didn't know you had practice today. She looked agitated. Yeah, look, do you think you could hook me up again? Drake ran a hand through his hair. I guess. You got money? Jordan bit her lip and looked at the ground. Some? Damn, you just bought a bag. You smoked it already? Jordan looked embarrassed as she said. Well, no, not really. I mean, I guess, kinda. I ended up sharing it with some of my friends. You only paid half last time, and now you want some more? She glanced back at him. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry, but like, it's not a big deal. I can just do you or whatever like last time and call it even. Seriously, that was a one-time thing, and to be honest, you're not very good. She looked offended. Are you actually kidding me right now? Who else are you going to get grass from, huh? Oh, come on. It's nothing. Just give me some time. Let me do my thing. You give me this stuff and I leave. That's it. Listen, Jordan, he started. Not sure how to say this. Maddie is giving me a lot of crap right now and I don't think this is a good idea. I didn't really dig it last time. Like, I kind of felt weirded out by it. Oh, great. Now you're calling me weird. Got it. She pushed past him. Come on, Jordan, that's not what I mean. She stopped and turned to face him. You know, I get that I'm lower on the totem pole than Maddie, but maybe someday I'll find a guy that loves me for me instead of what I look like or how much I put out, but I don't want anything from you. Jordan! He reached out, but she backed up a step. I could tell them, you know. She pointed towards the football stadium. Drake felt the hairs on the nape of his neck stand at attention. Tell them what? How you're the biggest dope dealer in all of school? How you let girls do you in exchange for drugs? You think you'll still have that big Mondo football scholarship waiting in your lap? Forget it. You'd be a loser just like the rest of us. No amount of your daddy's money would save you. He held up his hands defensively. Hey, I didn't mean that. Here, let me walk you to your car. He hurried past her. She followed in lockstep until they arrived at his BMW sedan. He popped the trunk, looked around, saw only a lone car in the darkness, and popped the spare wheel well. He reached inside and around the tire, grabbed a bag of weed and quickly slipped it into her palm. She tucked it inside her bra and started walking away when Drake called out. Hey, that offer still good? She turned, disgust prevalent. Are you serious? Come on. Besides, you owe me. I don't owe you anything. Then hand it back. Reluctantly, Jordan sidled to his passenger side door and slipped inside. Let's make this quick, you creep. Drake heard that same lone car fire up its engine, saw the headlights flash on. Then the car screeched tires and pulled out of the parking lot. He didn't give it a second thought as Jordan got to work. And that's the end of this part. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you're enjoying the series so far, and I hope I'll see you in the next one. Thank you for sticking around and listening to this story and listening to this series. I hope you're enjoying yourself here. If you are, let me know in the comments wherever you are. And if you feel like supporting the channel, you can do so on Patreon, or you can buy yourself a Stories After Midnight t-shirt at shop.storiesaftermidnight.com. Anyway, thank you for being here. I appreciate it. Take care now. Bye-bye then.